What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Commonsense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a Hodges Twins video about men versus women in the U.S. Marines Corps combat match. And before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Promo Palace. .biz. So let's go ahead and we're going to pull up that advertisement right now. And here we go. Bam.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service, please check out promopalace.biz. Also, you can email promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace. The number one at gmail.com. All right, we got a very damn good show for y'all today, so let's get into it. Hodges Twins. We got a damn good show. Yeah.
Y'all
got a damn good show.
See the left.
I love the way they start this show. Differences
between men and women.
That's disingenuous. There's differences. You can't not acknowledge there's difference between the sexes. Can't do that, man.
Men can be women.
No, man.
Women can be men.
Oh, there, you can't do that, man. We're not Transformers. Yeah, we got Autobots. You can't just transform.
Transformers.
Into can't, man. It's impossible. Can't.
You just be like Optimus Prime. Autobots, roll out.
That is a good analogy, though. Transformers are like transgenders are like Transformers.
Anyway, I came across this video. It's the Marines. They training. I remember doing this when I was in the Marines.
I lied about my weight. They said, how much you weigh, Hodge? I said, 132.
Yeah, because
what? You 132? Oh, okay. I was lying about my weight. I was like around probably 190.
No, you was about 155, 160 when we was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, I lost it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they go by your weight.
Mm-hmm.
When they determine who you go against in the, it's called pickle sticks. You're fighting with sticks.
I think I was 132.
No, you was never no 132. You would have died if
I got out of boot camp 116. What are you talking about?
116.
116, ripped and shredded.
No way it is, Cat. Like, let me chime in, man. When I was in high school, I've been 5'4", 5'4". 4.5, 5'5" my whole life, pretty much. I weighed a buck 15. I weigh a buck 50 now, maybe a buck 45. You know, I haven't weighed myself lately, but he never weighed no 115, man. I was 5'4" weighing a buck 15. Like, I can't see it, man. I can't see it.
Kevin, I got out of boot camp. I was about 163, 163.
Okay, I got those sixes mixed up.
116 pounds, 6'3". You look like damn. You like you. You look like a damn scarecrow coming out of that.
Yeah, I was like one. I think I was 160. Yeah, yeah, you're right. But I did lie about my weight. I said I was like 130 something.
Now you hear what he said. 100. So you were 6'3", 116 pounds. You didn't look like an anorexic person. That's the thing. I weigh that at 5'4". For you to weigh that at 6'3", wow, that's anorexic times. Keep it moving.
Anyway, so that's how they pick you. But I came across this video of this, the Marines, they train it, but they got a female Marines going against the male Marines. I'm like,
why? Man,
because it's all about
inclusivity.
Yeah,
well, what's the equality in that? A woman getting her butt whooped by a man.
Well, they've minimized what it is to be a woman and a man. The differences between men and women are not that.
Yeah, they've cheapened.
It's not that consequential. Check out this bout.
Man, this is stupid.
Yeah, there go the girl right there. I guess she got the pink one on the end.
I can tell by them hips. Them hips are made for thrusting.
Getting thrusted. Here come the dude.
Catching it.
Here it comes.
Bam! What does that tell you about a man? He was really trying to hurt that woman.
Let's say it again.
The drill instructors had to rip him off. He was going to try to annihilate that
Let's
girl.
Do it again. Well, he makes sure he's not going to underestimate her.
I can.
Before they show it again, just the reaction from the guy that was in the middle should show you all you need to see, should tell you all you need to know. That this was a bad idea. And I get it. The women and the Marines, they got to toughen them up, this, that, and the third. But if they can't meet the standards, then they shouldn't make it. Like, we should never lower the standards of the military or the police force to make it. That's that, you know, and that's another thing. Like, people are always talking about these scared, chubby, fat white cops that can't handle situations when they pull people over. And we're supposed to expect a woman by herself is supposed to be able to just fend off a guy. I would argue 10 times out of 10, women are going to need backup for any situation that, what's the word I'm looking for? Any situation that gets out of hand, that gets aggressive, that gets violent. That's the thing, man. Like, it's like that female cop that shot the kids because she pulled out a gun instead of the taser and shot him because, you know, like, she probably never even been in a situation like that her whole career. A lot of them don't. They go through their whole career and don't go through situations. So they're never, ever really prepared, you know. If this don't tell you that there's a biological difference between men and women and boys and girls, then apparently that's never going to resonate with you. It's never going to – you're never going to comprehend the common sense. The common knowledge is never going to kick in. Apparently, you're just going to be biased with your views on a man, men and women being biologically different for the rest of your life.
Till she's thick too, man.
Hey, Kev, he don't want to underestimate it.
Yeah, she's kind of bitch. She's bigger than me.
All the dudes.
Man, she's bigger than me, and I probably could have did her like that.
No, man, you got to take her out.
Bam. She's done.
Take that girl out, man.
You see how she started kicking?
Kicking her leg?
See how she started kicking? Because...
She started kicking her legs, panicking.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, what is a woman going to do in this situation?
And Marines, seems like the Marines are a lot different when I was in.
9 times out of 10, what's
Only
she going to do?
We saw the female Marines is when they was walking by, you could smell them.
Oh, man, all you smelled was fish.
Yeah.
I remember the dudes, we smelled bad, but the women smell like straight salmon.
Like, this is the thing, man. Like, as soon as he hit her... She was done. I mean, he could have choked her out after that if he wanted to. She was done. There wasn't nothing she was going to do. All that kicking and, I mean, you're supposed to be using a stick. You're not supposed to be kicking, first of all. It just goes show you how undermatched she was, how unfair it was. But that's the thing. If women want to go, they want to be Marines, they want to go in the military, we don't need to lower the standards. They got to meet them. Same thing with the police, you know, if they want to, we shouldn't lower the standards of becoming a cop just for the sake of inclusion and diversity in these things. Because, see, that's the thing. Like, if you got to lower the standards, then it's not inclusion and diversity. I don't know what it is. It's something else. You know, like, that's the thing. And it's definitely not equality when you got to lower the standards. Like, once standards are set and put in place, those are the standards. You know, it's like Michael Jordan is, why is he the GOAT? Because he set the standard of hard work in the NBA. He set the standard of working on every single aspect of your game equally hard. Defense, as hard as you did offense. You know, working on your body, working on your mid-range, working on your blocks, your steals, your jump shot, your free throws. Like, Mike, there wasn't a game. If Michael Jordan saw a weakness, he worked on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's supposed to be. Like, when standards are set, these are the standards now that everybody has to reach. And they should be lowered, you know. But the military is probably going to, if they haven't lowered standards already, they probably will. For the sake of stuff like this.
Salmon. Smell like some sea bass walking by. It smelled like a dead whale that just washed up on the beach. And those women was looking crazy. No makeup. I don't care. Oh, the bitches are coming. probably identifies a guy.
No, because when you was in we was in a boot camp, like you'd be out in the field and you're not taking showers.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, right? I went like 6-7 weeks without taking a shower.
Not 6-7 weeks. Yeah, I did, man.
I went like 6-7 weeks without taking water. I remember we was about in the.
It seemed like the other brother over here on the left is, he was apparently was 6'3" in boot camp and weighed 115 pounds. I've never heard of them not taking showers for 6 weeks. I think he's over exaggerating on that one.
Feel about 8-9 days, right?
Yeah.
And then before that, it was like about 3-4 weeks, right?
You said 6-7 weeks.
Hey, can I?
Yeah, he did. He did.
When I took a shower, I had to put the water on ice cold because hot water, it's feel like someone's pouring acid all over my body.
So you weighed 113 pounds and we was in the field for like 6-7 weeks with no shower.
I think that's my lowest, but I bulked up right before I got out. They let me eat. But anyway, so the females, when they're out in the field too, and it's just something about that down there, you don't keep that thing clean, man.
Well, as a guy, you smell horrible.
Yeah, I know.
But women, they got an open wound down there. They got a straight gash down there. Yeah. Straight salmon. I remember I could smell myself. I go use the bathroom, like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I remember we had to go use the bathroom, Marine Corps. It'd be 3-2 a pistol, they called it. Because you didn't have time. Everywhere you go, you had to go fast, run fast, everything was done fast. So when you went to the bathroom, all of us went to the bathroom together.
All right, they're getting a little off track, but you get the gist of it. I mean, one-hitter quitters that these dudes are going to put on these women. I mean, literally, it was unfair. She was undermatched. I mean, as soon as you took her head off, you saw the reaction. They said, oh, man, we got to stop this because, I mean, that could have went worse. That could have went worse. There's no telling what could happen. You know, she could have damn near broke her neck. But that's the thing. I mean, hey, you know, you wanted equality for all women. And even though I would argue women don't really want equality. They only want equality in certain places. Because you don't see them trying to be garbage man or landscaping or bricklayers or the Orkin man or paving roads or working construction or working at steel plants. You just don't see a lot of women doing the harder physical jobs. I would argue they only want equality in the cush, lushy jobs, the cushy lush jobs, you know, and whatnot. But yeah, that shit, 2 times watching her head get knocked off just that quick should show you the biological difference between men and women. And anybody who thinks there isn't, they're either biased or they're dumbing in a bag of bricks. They have no common sense, common knowledge, or, you know, they're just stuck in their bias delusional fantasy mindset. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And we're about to be out. Peace.